From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Police have six teenagers from the same school in custody on charges they randomly attacked people last Tuesday afternoon in Center City. KYW's Mike DiNardo, the story from police headquarters.
The four attacks came without warning, police say. A group of seven teenagers roamed Center City between 3 and 4 in the afternoon last Tuesday, attacking people from behind, punching them in the head. The assaults happened at 15th and Chestnut, 17th and Chestnut, Logan Circle, and 20th and Callow Hill. A 24-year-old woman who was knocked down suffered a concussion. She was the most seriously hurt. After police posted surveillance video last week, they say the ringleader turned herself in on Thursday and five more teens surrendered Friday. The teens were between 13 and 15 years old and all attended the Anthony Wayne Academy, an alternative school in Germantown. Police Inspector Ray Evers says there's no evidence so far of a social media motive.
There was nothing out in social media that we saw that was come to Center City and do something. This is unprovoked.
The seventh teen in the group, Evers says, did nothing wrong, but police still want to speak with her. Six more women have stepped forward claiming they were victims of a Bristol Township man who was already behind bars for allegedly drugging and raping several females he met through dating websites going back as far as 2018. KYW's John McDevitt reports additional charges were added at the defendant's preliminary hearing in Bucks County.
40-year-old Andrew Gallo is now accused of slipping methamphetamines into alcoholic drinks of at least 12 females, ranging in range from 17 years old to 35 years old. While impaired, the Bucks County District Attorney's Office says 10 of the victims were sexually assaulted. Eight were choked. Prosecutors say Gallo connected with the females on various dating sites, including SugarDaddyMeat.com, Tinder, Plenty of Fish, and Hinge. According to authorities, Gallo invited his dates to his Copper Beach Lane home in Levittown, where the alleged attacks occurred. The victims were from Bucks, Philadelphia, and Lehigh counties, as well as from parts of New Jersey. Gallo is facing a long list of charges, including 10 counts of rape, a dozen counts of possession with the intent to deliver a controlled substance, 8 counts of strangulation, and 1 count of corruption of a minor, along with related offenses.
His formal arraignment is set for December 27th. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker has appointed a new budget director and a new chief of human resources, but she says she won't be rushed on naming commissioners for the health and behavioral health departments. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
11 months into Mayor Parker's term, the departments of health and behavioral health are still being run by interim commissioners, though the mayor says she's narrowed down candidates to take the job permanently.
Rushed to select someone for a position of leadership on something as significant as those two roles is a recipe for disaster.
She did, though, act promptly to replace HR Chief Mike Sicagni, who's retiring, with his first deputy, Candy Jones.
I am excited to continue the important work of fostering economic opportunity for all.
The mayor also announced that Sabrina Maynard is returning as budget director, a role she filled in the Kenney administration after Parker's previous pick resigned. The mayor's office also announced that it's begun a national search for a new head of LGBTQ Affairs after Selena Morrison was fired last Thursday. A spokesman said the city would not comment because it's a personnel matter.
Morrison gained national attention in March when a police officer stopped her car. Her husband, who had been following her, pulled over and got into a scuffle with the officer, which Morrison filmed. Crimes against the elderly often go unreported. Monday, the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office opened up the application process for a new round of violence prevention grants for nonprofit organizations that support elderly victims. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Last spring, 76-year-old John Mosley was going to wash his clothes at a laundromat in the city's East Parkside section when he pulled into a parking space that 34-year-old Yusef Purdy apparently wanted him to vacate. Purdy was convicted for possessing a prohibited firearm that he used to threaten Mosley during a dispute over that space. He was recently sentenced to 4 to 8 years in prison. DAO First Assistant Robert Listenby.
No grandfather, grandmother, Nana, Gigi, or other senior citizens, after working their entire life, should then have to suffer the horrific trauma of becoming a victim of crime.
Mosley is a veteran. He served in both the Vietnam War and in the Dominican Republic during their civil war in the 1960s. Assistant District Attorney Gilliam DeGrasse is with the DAO's Elder Justice Unit.
A characteristic of these crimes against older adults is that they are underreported. Older adults are more vulnerable to all sorts of crimes, including violent crimes. So we do want people to report.
Nonprofit organizations that work to support elderly victims can apply for a violence prevention grant from now through December 27th. Outdoor dining is here to stay in New Jersey. Governor Phil Murphy signed a bill into law making permanent some of the outdoor accommodations that became popular during COVID restrictions on indoor seating capacity. This law allows for continued use of tents, canopies, umbrellas, and outdoor tables, and it also provides the annual permitting necessary for some liquor licenses rather than the previous temporary permits. Restaurant industry advocates celebrated the bill signing, saying this will help maintain vibrant communities and benefit local economies. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.